This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. The White House said it is seeking a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's strike into Israel. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has the details.
President Biden's reaching out to other G7 leaders for discussions and then a unified response to what he calls Iran's brazen attack, the first time Tehran's forces directly struck Israel. His National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press says most of the weapons were blocked.
Just an incredible military achievement by Israel and, quite frankly, the United States and other partners that helped Israel defend itself against more than 300 drones and missiles.
Kirby says the U.S. will continue to support Israel and its next move.
But the president's been very clear. We don't seek a war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner on NBC says the White House needs to get tough with Iran.
I think they've emboldened Iran.
Well,
this administration's failing to say there is a red line.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran warned Israel and the United States on Sunday of a much larger response if there's any retaliation for its mass drone and missile strike on Israel territory overnight. As Israel said, the campaign is not over yet. The threat of open warfare erupting between the arch Middle East foes and dragging in the United States has put the region on edge. As Washington said, America did not see conflict with Iran, but would not hesitate to protect its forces and Israel. Iran launched the attack over a suspected Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Syria on April 1st that killed top Revolutionary Guards commanders and followed months of clashes between Israel and Iran's regional allies triggered by the war in Gaza. This is VOA News. United Nations and international aid agencies warn the lives of millions of people in Sudan are at risk as the world turns a blind eye to the enormous humanitarian needs facing this war-torn country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Sudan has endured a year of war, which humanitarian agencies agree is one of the world's worst man-made disasters. The World Health Organization says the war has had a staggering human cost, with more than 15,000 deaths and an estimated 33,000 injured. The WHO reports about 6.6 million people are displaced inside Sudan and 1.8 million have fled to neighboring countries, making Sudan the largest displacement crisis in the world. The agency warns Sudan also could soon become one of the world's worst hunger crises. Nearly 18 million people are suffering from acute hunger and 5 million more are on the brink of famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenyan doctors continue their strike calling for better pay and working conditions. The doctors are demanding a commitment from the government to fulfill collective bargaining agreement signed in 2017, but President William Ruto says the country has no money to do so. Dr. Kahura Mudia is Secretary General for the Kenyan Medical Practitioners and Dentists Union.
The union position is very simple. We just want compliance with what is the legal position, that is, the registered collective bargaining agreement must be adhered to. And that's what we're calling upon the government to settle. The other thing that have come up in the last several years is that we have specialist doctors, doctors who are in training, postgraduate resident doctors, who've been working for free for all the time and the number of years that are in service. And these persons need to be compensated for the work that they do. So that is one of the new demands that is brought to the government that they need to comply with. The other one is the aspect of failure to provide comprehensive health insurance to these persons who are providing these services. So doctors, a majority number of them, are exposed to health risks because they don't have a working comprehensive health insurance.
That's Dr. Kahura Mudia, Secretary General for the Kenya Medical Practitioners and Dentist Union. And for the latest news and events around the world 24/7, visit voanews.com for 24/7 coverage. This is Nabil Biagio in Washington for VOA News.